If you have a Bible with you, turn with me to Ecclesiastes. Again, I want to encourage you guys to bring your physical Bibles as the new year begins and follow along. Ecclesiastes. As many of you guys know, the book of Ecclesiastes is part of the wisdom books. Wisdom literature is giving us wisdom. And Ecclesiastes is one of my favorite books in the Bible. Ironically, it is. There's a wisdom there that God's people need to learn and see that other wisdom literatures don't give and other Bibles not as clearly as the book of Ecclesiastes. It's not a book of, negative, and it's very, very positive. And let's all rise as we read this. If you're able, if you rise for the reading of God's word, those who are watching online, Happy New Year. And let's, if you can, rise in your living room or wherever you are, or traveling, or in your hotel, or Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verses 1 through 2-3. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verses 1 to 3. And after I read the three verses, I'm going to say, this is the word of the Lord. And if you could repeat by saying, thanks be to God for his word, and you could be seated afterwards. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verses 1 to 3. This is God's word to us as we begin a new year. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verses 1 to 3 goes like this. Guard your steps when you go to the house of God. To draw near to listen is better than to offer the sacrifice of fools, for they do not know that they are doing evil. Do not be rash with your mouth, nor let your heart be hasty to utter a word before God. For God is in heaven and you are on earth. Therefore, let your words be few. For a dream comes with much business, and a fool's voice with many words. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Again, we did every year, not even just this church, many churches I've been in the past, I've always done before the new year or at the new year, two sermons, a sermon on the word, and a sermon on prayer. And the purpose is I want to encourage you, I want to exhort you, to lead you, to implore to you that you might, as a new year begins, to give yourself more of a priority to the word of God, in reading it, studying it, memorizing it, and to prayer. And today is prayer. And then Pastor Peter and I, after this, will be going through a series in the English and the Chinese and in both campuses on the series. He will do two sermons, and I'll do two sermons on elders in the church. And that's where we're going. Today is prayer. And before we talk about prayer, I wanted to say there is an inseparable connection between how well you pray. There is such a thing as praying well. Praying well, and how much you know and understand the Bible. There's an inseparable connection. The way you pray, how you pray, maturity in you, pray, versus immature. And hopefully that'll be more clear as we go along. In other words, the more you know the Bible, the more you understand the Bible, the more wisdom that you have in the Bible, the better your prayers will be. And I pray that your priorities as a Christian, as a new year begins, the Word will be more of a priority than before, and prayer will be more of a priority. I think it's one of the reasons why we don't read the Bible as we should and pray as we should is your priorities. It is not our top priorities in our lives, even as Christians. Things in this world seems more pressing in our priorities, isn't it? It seems more important, pressing, the things in this world. So, instead of the Bible and prayer takes a priority in our lives, other things take priorities. You know, it's like a no-brainer. Our job takes priority. When life gets busy, seems like the Word and prayer, especially prayer, gets lost in our relationship with God, because our jobs takes priority, our education takes priority. You parents out there, well, most of you guys are parents, your child's education and extracurricular activities seems to take a more of a priority in their lives. That must be. But Friday nights, for the choose extracurricular activity that's gonna, you know, make them a more mature, well-rounded person versus going to a youth meeting. Lawrence and Grace are faithful to the ministry. Seems like extracurricular activity takes up a priority for them. You choose that for them. That's a mistake. That is a mistake. College meeting, Bible study, Sunday school. And the reason we don't take up more of a priority in their lives or in our lives, because we don't think that as more important, right? And that's a mistake. Do not make that mistake in 2022. Spiritual things and spiritual matters and God and His truth is as important as those pressing things in the world, if not even more important. Our relationship with God is without a doubt the most amazing state of affairs in the entire universe. We are made in God's image, as we read in Genesis, which sets man apart from the rest of creation. What man's nature is and his work in this created world. It says in the Bible, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And for Christians, there is a banner over your head. Over this Christian church, RCCC, of how important man must be, that God's only Son died for His sake, your sake, and He gave them the right to become a children, a child of God. Who can fathom this new relationship? We alone of all created beings can now come right to God's throne, holding his hand in adoration, speaking directly to the God of the universe as our Father. And God, in his amazing mercy, lifted his children in high honor and privilege. We Christians usually don't appreciate the solid foundation that the law provides for our worship of the Father. When I mean the law, I mean talking about the Old Testament. The law teaches us now, not just the Israelites, very detailed, strict ceremonies one had to do in order for God's people to approach God, talk to God, get anything from God, answers from God of the universe. Remember, we read that, right? If even just you look at the temple, not anyone could just say anything. There are specific ceremonies or protocols. When I say ceremonies or protocols, there's a certain way to approach God and get answers. To be forgiven of their sin, they just can't do anything. There's specific protocols that the law requires to worship God, be forgiven of their sin. It is true that we, those who are in Christ Jesus by faith, don't have to do much of the Old Testament law requirements. But we need it nonetheless. Because without that, we will never please God. Let me say that one more time. Most of the Old Testament laws, we don't have to do any of it, yet we need those. We need to understand those, because without those, we will never please God. The difference between the early Israelites and you, the Christian, is that the Israelites had to do the laws by themselves. They had to perform the necessary ceremony to get answers from God. With us, however, as we know, if you are any of the Bible, it is Jesus Christ who fulfills the law's requirements for us. We all know that, correct? At least we should mention that in our young family retreat, working with some of the youth there and children. And because Jesus fulfilled all the law's requirements to worship God, approach God, talk to God, we get to go into the presence of God because Christ has fulfilled all the duties, all the responsibilities of high priest on our behalf. The law of God still stands. He hasn't gone away. It's just that Jesus is doing more for us right now than we realize. Are you listening? And now, in this relationship with God, we are left with the relationship itself. And one of the things in this relationship in Christ with God is prayer. Prayer, I'm sure you have heard many, many times. I pray this will land on you with a fresh conviction, correction, rebuke, whatever you want to call it. Prayer is, in this relationship with God, in Christ now, is the most important aspect of our relationship with God. Most important. Because it is through prayer we come close to God. and he to us. And this business of prayer of Christianity is more than so many words in a dusty Bible. We prove that there is a God. When we pray to him and he speaks back to us. I may not have time to unpack that. I think one of the reasons, profound reason, why we don't pray as it was true in 2021 or probably before. I pray it will not be in this new coming year. The reason we're not praying as we should is because it doesn't work for us. We pray, and it doesn't seem like he's answering. Have you heard the phrase, like you pray and your prayer doesn't go higher than the ceiling? As crucial as a thing as prayer for our spiritual well-being, again, it is tragic. It is so tragic that it is the least practiced part of a Christian walk. It's true with me too. It is easier for me to go to the Bible and read it than prayer. It's hard to go to a God who is spirit. It doesn't seem like, you know, anything's happening. And we get so comfortable when we pray, we don't get any answers. God doesn't really speak to us. And we call that prayer. For some reason, we think the level of a childish understanding that we had when we first became a Christian will do well for talking to God as we get older. Remember who we are. We are God's fellow co-laborers with Christ, partners of the work of God's kingdom. We have to have high level talks with our God. Matters of the state. But it seems to me the childish level of understanding of the word, and especially prayer, I hear it. It behooves me. And that's why the book of Ecclesiastes, in our relationship with God in prayer, shows us, are you listening? Are you taking notes? You should. In Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verses 1 to 3, it says, when you go to God in prayer, when you go to his presence and to worship, is to listen first. It's to listen. Not just do anything. I mean, it is the new age meditation of listening, and you know, take words away. Empty the mind, you know, those kinds of like. No, that's not Christian listening or meditation. Christian listening is listening to words. Not your words. Not anyone else's words. It's listening to the very word of God. And him talking to you. To learn, to listen before you open your mouth and talking to God. Prayer simply isn't presenting to God immediately your Christmas list. And treat God like a Santa Claus. Remember who he is. He is the King. Yes, he's your father, but he's also the king. He's the creator of the universe. He made you and he can unmake you. He's our father, but he's also a king. And in prayer, when we come to him, we're listening. He's a king. And prayer is to focus on not mainly what you want from this king. It is what this king is telling you. Are you listening? And what he tells you to pray for. What he considers is important. And he's like a wise father telling the children how to address them in this relationship. What to say. How to say it. You know, my son, usually he calls me like dad. You know, he addresses me like dad, but lately he's been addressing me like this a few times, like, dude, you know, that was wrong, dude, or good job, dude. And the first few times I kind of, you know, I let it go, because maybe I called him a dude. I don't know, maybe just kind of, you know, children actually learn a lot from you, believe it or not. And one time he called me a dude, I reminded my son, I'm not your dude. I'm your dad. There's a difference between a dude, any dude, any person, than your dad or mom or father or mother. No, he is a king. And you must take his words seriously. Are you listening to what he's telling his children? Do you think God will take you seriously if you don't take him seriously? Come and think about that. If my kid keeps telling me, dude. Now that is not how you address me, son. I am not just a dude. If you don't take God seriously in what he says to you in the Bible, he won't take you seriously. No way. In this relationship. Somehow we lost that. We just say, oh, God is love, and he loves me, and I can say whatever I want. That is baloney. That is a formula to get zero answers in 2022. And what we pray about shows what we have our hearts on. What's important to us. Our priorities. But when you approach God in the throne, past the angels, they don't have the privilege to go into the very throne of God and talk to this King of the universe. What he wants you to focus on is not this world. He's not worrying about this world, the things in this world. Are you listening? Didn't Jesus say that to us and trying to help us, to give us wisdom? If you going to the throne invites you, talking to the King of the universe, and you focus on this world,
You get zero answers from God. You get kicked out in His presence.
He's not going to answer you. Didn't Jesus say that? I mean, who does things like that? As soon as they walk, go into the presence of God, and they talk about God. This.
Make this, make sure that not no problems happen. Give me this. Don't give me this.
Mimic lists of things in this world. And we focus on those. You'll get zero answers from the Lord. Are you listening? A child of God who understands the Bible will have already done his homework. Understand what the Father wants to give to you. And what you want, what you should have your heart on when you approach this King, and how you should relate to the things in this world. He has already published it and told you. Are you listening? Look at what Jesus says. This is, you guys heard this many times. Matthew chapter 6, 7 and 8. When you pray, God's children, do not heap up empty phrases like the Gentiles do. For they think they'll be heard for their many words. Do not be like them. For your Father knows what you need before you ask Him, especially the things in this world. I mean, He knows. You are His creation. You're a physical human being. He knows that. Of course He does. He knows you need things in this world. You don't have to do like what the Gentiles do. Focus on those things. He knows that you need them. It takes zero faith to do what Gentiles do. In focusing with your many words, things here. Matthew chapter 6, 25 to 33. You guys know this verse. Very popular. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'll give you a little bit. Matthew 6, 25, 30. Are you listening? Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life. What profound wisdom. He knows you worry about your life. The things in this life. What you will eat. Stuff in this world. Food. Clothing. And on he says, you of little faith, my child. Do not focus or be anxious. Do not make those things a priority. That's what you're anxious about. You know why you're anxious? Because you're making those things really important in your life, a priority in your life. And when life comes and it doesn't work out, then you worry, you set yourself up. And time to unpack that. Verse 32 again. For Gentiles seek after the things. You don't need great faith. You don't need to be a Christian to do these. Don't do that. Especially in prayer. Again, a formula for getting zero answers from God in 2022. For Gentiles seek after these things. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. Verse 33. But seek first the kingdom of God. Are you listening? When you go to God, you don't bring up small issues like that to Him. You are partners, co-laborers with Christ in building His kingdom. What you bring up are kingdom issues that God is passionate about. He's working on. Before you go to God, you do your homework. You're listening. You're not just talking, doing what comes into your mind. You're doing your homework. You're reading. And these are the things. Here it is, right here. I'm listening. Right here is what God told me to focus on and pray. Not guess. Oh, maybe God told me to focus on this. Baloney. He did not tell you that. It's clear in the Bible, when you pray before His presence, what He has told you as a child, as a servant of the King, what to pray to get your prayers really answered. You got to say the right things and put your heart on those things. Are you listening? Do not love the world or things in the world. Colossians says, seek things above, not things below. Are you listening? Remember Jesus' prayer? This is how you should pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. What's the next one? What? My kingdom come? Is that what he says? The things in this world talk about that. But he already told you. Are you listening? He told you he will take care of you. Everything that you need. You of little faith, your kingdom come, your will be done. Kingdom matters, kingdom issues. And you know what gets in the way of us building His kingdom, a focus on His kingdom in our lives and in prayer? You know what gets in the way? What gets in the way? Anyone? Not a rhetorical question. Anyone? What gets in the way? What? The answer is also kingdom issues. What gets in the way? You get in the way. I get in the way through my sin. My sins is my way or the highway. I rule my universe. And I do exactly what I want to do. Doesn't matter what God says. At the end of the day, I do it. My desire. And that right there has to go. That has to be killed. Your desire has to match with what God desires. What God is telling you. Are you listening when you pray? He knows this about you. He could see your sins. He looks past your surfaces and looks at your heart, and He has this neon, whatever this thing is, you know, and He looks and He sees neon, the sins in your heart that gets in the way of the kingdom. Those are the kingdom issues. How to build this kingdom. What resources is He using? You got to know all this as you pray. Yes, He's patient with you when you are a child of the faith. But a lot of you guys have been a Christian for a long time. You got to leave those childish ways and thinking, especially in prayer. And your prayer has to be more sophisticated. of understanding. So when you come to God in prayer, and the Father, the King, sees your sin, your rebellion, you got to deal with that, because that gets in the way of the kingdom. And He's expects you to know that. Those are basic, fundamental truths. If you ignore that sin, when the Spirit of God in the Word has prompted you, and you say, matter. You get zero answers. None. I don't care how often you pray. Doesn't matter. In this relationship with God, you got to deal with that. I mean, if my son kept telling me, son, don't call me a dude, you got to call me dad. And he keeps calling me dude. That's not going to go well in our relationship. He says, dude, can you give me this? No, I've told you many. Are you listening? Are you listening when I'm telling you? Son, don't call me a dude. I'm not your dude. Mainly. No, I'm your dad. Not only God, before you utter anything with your lips, the right things that you should say by doing your homework, I should listen to God in His Word. He expects you to not only confess your sins, recognize what you're doing wrong, confess. Not only ask God to forgive you of your sins, He expects you to stop that sin. And you, if you continue, remember, in your relationship with God, He's not expecting you to like stop sinning when you don't even know you're sinning. No, you know these things. He has told you. You know it's wrong. And you just keep doing it, not listening. It's clear. You'll get zero answers. I promise you. In 2022, you need to grieve over your and my sin. Remember the picture of the tax collector and the Pharisee? Remember? The Pharisee was self-righteous. He was like, oh, God, I do this. I pray and I go to church. You know, I tithe and I pray all three times a day. And then here's the tax collector. And he's beating his breast. Right? What did he say? What does he say? Have mercy on me, or what? A sinner. There is someone that God's going to answer. He expects you to learn about His kingdom. You are a Christian who's the kingdom of light. You don't worship the devil, the father of lies anymore. Now you worship God, who is light, and you've been redeemed from living, giving yourself to this world, and giving yourself now, reasonable, to God now. He has saved you to now focus in building His kingdom. He has made you from the beginning that way. Sin has tainted that. Now, of course, we focus on ourselves. That's because of our sin. We're so self, about the self. And we act like that's so normal, how God made us. That's not true. You're made to focus on God, not you. He's going to take care of you. You don't have to focus on things in this world. Are you listening? And to focus on kingdom agendas. And I'm running out of time here. Many kingdom issues, not just sin, many things that you have to learn. And I want to end with how I teach my kids. You know, kids really learn. They're listening, even probably to your prayer, if you pray. And you guys heard my prayer. I'm going to end this way. This is how I pray for a meal. And I don't make it long in praying with our kids, you know, before we eat breakfast or lunch or dinner. At least when we're all there, I try to do this. I'm sure my kids have heard this, like, who knows? I don't know. Almost every day, you know, three times a day. Or, I don't know, I mean, you know, Noah's right now 8 years old. And you teach. You teach your kids. And this is how I pray. Usually I have some, you know, a little variation here and there, but this is generally how I pray. I say, Father in heaven. And there are many reasons why I say that. I don't have time to unpack what's in my mind. Father in heaven, and the text says that here in Ecclesiastes, your God is in heaven, but you are on earth. There is a certain vantage point that our Father is able to see from way high. There's a certain angle, certain wisdom to this world when you see from high perspective. And He is our Father. And He wants His children to come to Him for this high, wise view on things. Father, who is in heaven, He's wise. He's able to see things. That's why I could say things like, it's a mistake. It's a mistake when you focus on this world. It's a mistake. It's not a high vantage point. Anyone could see. When the things of this world are so pressing, so important, and you give all your energy to it, and in prayer, that's a mistake. The high vantage point is to see what God sees. Father in heaven. What does Father in heaven see? Are you listening? What is He trying to teach us? Father in heaven, I usually say, in heaven, I say thank you for this food. And I immediately go there because the Bible says, what does it say? All eyes look to you, and you, God, give us our food at the proper time. From you, through you. From you, through you, to you are all things. The reason you eat every day. The reason you're standing with strength. Physical strength. It's because God gave it to you. It was from Him. Don't you know that? Children, you should know that. He'd rather you choke on that food when you take that strength and do whatever you want, or take that strength that God has given you and sin, rebel against them. Father in heaven, thank you for this food. Lead us in your truth. Because this is a battle. We hear a lot of truths out there in the education system, academia, and the down. Your truth will set us free. Lead us in your light, in your truth. Your word is truth. Fill us with knowledge of your truth, understanding of your truth, wisdom in your truth. And why? Why all that? To build your kingdom. That's why we are here. That's why God saved you. That's why you are his child now. And give you glory. Amen. Now I understand my kids don't understand all that, the implication of it. I recently heard Hannah, sometimes when I'm not there, my wife, she prays, but also, asks one of our children to pray. And they've heard it so many times. And does she understand all the implication of Father in Heaven? Thank you for this food. All that stuff. No, it's okay. They're learning. And at least first two kids, 8 and 5, could verbatim say what I say. That's a good start. You should teach your kids that. Don't make your prayers complicated. Like almost a mini sermon. Yeah. They don't remember it. You guys hardly remember what I said last week, right? It's hard to say, how I pray. So let me just say it's a profound wisdom here, but it is. The simple prayer here, it shows wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. You see, I don't focus on me. Okay? That's not what prayer is. God is already focusing on you more than you think in your physical life. I pray in 2022 that you will focus. You will listen to what God is telling you, my brothers and sisters, and pray according to God's word. And the more you master that right there, pray according to what the King is telling you, and you're listening, and you're learning, then prayer is going to start working. And you're going to want to pray more. He's going to actually answer you. He will. One of the reasons why prayer is not working for many of you is because you are not doing it right in this relationship with God. You treat him like you're just a butler. You only pray when crisis happens. You know what that's kind of called? It's crisis prayer person. You don't care about God. When there's no problem, you don't go to God in this relationship. You only go when there's a problem, crisis. And then, oh God, please help me. Help will not come. There's other things I need to work on in this relationship with God. You've been neglecting, taking for granted. I could go on and on. So I pray. You will listen before you talk. That's the wisdom. Listen to him. Learn from him in his word and grow in your prayer from childish prayer to an adult, wise prayer. That's going to work. You speak to God. And he actually speaks to you. That's normal. No, he doesn't speak to you. The Father will talk to his children when you are listening to him as he's speaking to you in his word. Amen? Let's pray. Father in heaven, oh Lord, forgive us. Not only our prayers are childish in so many levels, our understanding of your word is that of a child. They need milk, not solid food. But you will help this church. That they'll be student of your word as a new year begins. That you give them discipline, a new sense of priority. Not only will last for a month or two, how often New Year's resolutions happen. Oh Lord, do a miracle. That this discipline of your word and in prayer will be built into their lives, their very lives, I pray. Help the unbelief, O Lord. Give us faith to see. Teach us and lead us. Correct us. Rebuke us now, your children, that they might take your word seriously as they leave this place. Pray all this not by might, not by power, but by your spirit in and through Christ. Amen.